This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Vehicles manufactured by General Motors will soon be built at plants powered by wind. Coming from the countryside here in the heartland, GM wants to power all its global facilities with 100% renewable energy by the year 2050. They'll reach 20% of that goal by the end of this year. GM's latest efforts target wind farms in Texas, to be sure, but also Ohio and Illinois. The Cactus Flats Wind Farm in Texas goes into operation today. The Northwest Ohio Wind Farm went into operation on the 1st of October, generating 100 megawatts of power to meet the demand of GM's manufacturing operations in Ohio and Indiana. And then come December, the Hilltopper Wind Farm in Illinois will come online, generating another 100 megawatts of power for operations of General Motors in both Indiana and Ohio. From This Week in Agribusiness on that subject of fuel, Donald Trump has directed the Environmental Protection Agency to begin the rulemaking that allows for year-round use of gasoline with 15% ethanol, or E15. Now, that announcement sets off a review that could make E15 available to consumers as soon as next summer. In addition, the president will seek reforms to biofuels credit trading that the White House says will provide greater transparency and help reduce volatility in the market, he's telling the campaign rally at Council Bluffs, Iowa. You know, it's interesting. Now, we've seen this through the years. Doesn't make any difference who's in the White House, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. There are, just ahead of key elections, those rabbits that can be pulled out of the hat to try to win votes. In this case, the farm vote. This weather hasn't been that good for the leaf peepers. If you're heading up north to see the explosion of fall colors in Michigan, the Mackinac Bridge was covered with heavy fog earlier today over the Straits of Mackinac. It was so heavy, in fact, that it was hard to see the bridge's towers. Motorists crossing that bridge were asked to drive no faster than 20 miles an hour and to use their low-beam headlights. And the weather forecast for Mackinac over the next several days is pretty dreary, with showers and thunderstorms and patchy fog. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.